Stylish Malt 105.3 here with Jack and Brendan from The Rock on Tours. Welcome to Not So Silent Night.
Thank you.
So stoked to have you back in the Bay, especially, you know, we had so many years without you guys in those two shows at the Fox. Yeah. It was wonderful to have you back. You guys got to stop at now what's called Oracle Park in San Francisco. And that seems to be a thing you guys made a habit of before your summer tour shows. And one thing that I was curious about, when you guys played in D.C., you went back to the Nationals Brewers game when it was still in extras.
Yeah.
Did you expect that to be such like a story?
No, not at all. I mean,
no,
I think that was the biggest.
There might be one guy in the row behind us like, wow. Wow, you guys came back.
Oh,
not
hey,
bad.
Hey,
not
again.
Bad.
Yeah.
There were people around us that had been there the whole game and had they saw us left and saw us come back. They didn't know why we did that. They thought maybe we were hanging around up in the top of the stadium or something like that. So it was a pretty bizarre coincidence.
Anyone who was doubting your, you know, baseball fandom definitely got put in check with that one. And then, you know, you were a good luck charm because the Nationals went on and won the World Series after
I
that.
I did predict it that day, yeah. But, yeah, thank you.
No. Yeah. It's all the Rock on Tour is doing. And another thing I'm curious about, you know, there's obviously been like a phone policy set your shows and Rock on Tour shows for the past, you know, year plus.
Yeah.
We have a high school in the Bay Area, San Mateo High. It was the first public school this year to introduce Yonder pouches.
Yeah.
So they start
in New
them
York as well.
Yeah.
Oh, in schools?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, from the opening bell to the closing bell.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a cool idea. I mean, I'm not a teacher, but I would assume that they would love that idea.
Yeah, the teachers
distracted
loved it.
People all day long, distracted kids. So, yeah, sounds like I would trust their opinion. So if they're digging it, it must be something cool about it to keep people interested. But, yeah, I think it's sort of like something we've already been doing already for decades anyway, like at orchestras and at, you know, movie theaters and things like that. We've already been doing that where you put those away. So I think it's just rock and roll. There's sort of been no rules. So that's what's a more new, novel idea. But it's everywhere we've gone, people have loved it. I'm shocked. I thought people were going to hate it, but everyone.
Yeah,
loves
I
it.
Was curious. I mean, you posted obviously that one rant earlier this year on Instagram. That was pretty.
Was it about
epic.
My deal with Nike? Oh no, that was Kanye. I'm just kidding. I'm assuming he did a rant about Nike.
At some point,
I'm wrong.
It had to have happened. But yeah, the students at the San Mateo High actually love it when everybody's like, oh, they're gonna rebel, they're gonna be so upset. Bathroom breaks got cut down from an average of 20 minutes to 2 minutes.
Nice.
So just a big thing there.
Nothing
but
to
yeah,
there's nothing to do in the bathroom anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad it's gone well over at Rock on Tour shows. And yeah, you know, we hope you guys don't take as much time away next time.
No, man, it's been really great to it's great to come back, and I'm glad that it's cool to be part of a bill with all these great bands too.
Yeah, we appreciate having you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Brendan.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Dallas. I grew up with a kid down the street named Dallas.
Really?
In Detroit, yeah.
Nice.